back, and I'm here, and I'm geeked. And honestly, if you are tuned in to today's episode, I just want to let you know, first and foremost, that I love you so much for listening to what the fuck I have to say. You do not have to be here. You do not have to press play. You definitely don't have to listen to what the fuck I say. But you do, you're here, and honestly, that means the world to me. Man, today, all I really want to talk about is the fact that unlocking that box inside your mind that allows you to be afraid to be you, and unlocking that box and realizing how much power you have when you start using your individuality and your creativity to be different and literally choose to stay in your lane. I think people love to say, I'm in my own lane. I do my own thing. And that should be so fucking false. Like, it'd be just lies, bro. Like, what lane are you in, nigga? Like, there's mad traffic over there. You get what I'm saying? And I think that when people realize that literally staying in your lane will lead to the quickest amount of success for you. Success is never quick. So that was, that was kind of funny how I said that. But if you stay in your own lane, it's crazy how much more you're going to learn about yourself, how better you will become, and the things that you will accomplish because you have stayed in your lane. And sometimes you got to stay in your lane for like 20 years, bro, 10 years, 5 years, bro, like before anybody even understands like how valuable your wave is or the things that you're doing. And I think that's like something that me and my team talk about a lot is, you know, climbing a mountain is the sickest part because it's like, you know, you see the vision, you see the future, you see how you want it to be. And the illest fucking part about the shit is that you get to drive the car to where you want to end up. You know, so many people want to put like boxes and give credit to other things in their life as to where that's why they are where they are, compared to just understanding that like you could really engineer the things that happen to you. And you do every day, like everything that you think of, the clothes you put on, the music you listen to, the environment you put yourself in. You know, today I was thinking about it like, you know, 2020 right now, we're homeschooling. So, you know, with my daughter, she has like full-fledged classes on Zoom and it's a lot of activity and a lot of the day, you know, it's just me and my daughter just rocking. And, you know, I got just not even frustrated with her, but just like, you just irritated through the day, and I had to like realize like, oh, I could choose to be irritated. I could choose to be mindful and be present. And honestly, I just had to sit down 3 minutes of meditation, just go in the room and, you know, come out and apologize to her and just, you know, like, sorry, you know, dad was stressed out and shit. But it's just the fact that like realizing how much you drive this ship of life and how much you can dictate for yourself and how much you can make happen if you really want it to happen. You know, just watching today, I was watching, you know, Kobe talk, and he was just talking about like mindfulness and how he had to realize that, you know, the biggest trash talking you can do is just self-improvement. Like the biggest upside you have is just being better than anybody else. And it's not about anybody else. That's the crazy part. It's just about you. When you leave that gym, when you leave your workplace, when you leave the studio, when you leave wherever you are, did you leave it better? Did you leave it better? That's it. Like when you lay down on your back, did you give it all you could? Or do you regret it? Like, Lord forbid you walk outside, get hit by a fucking car, right? Or somebody pops you. Do you regret it? Like, do you regret your time? Like, that's something I think about a lot. There's a lot of people in my community who are dying young. And I often wonder just like, was their life fulfilled? Did they do everything they could do? Do they think they did everything they could do? Did they bring light to this world to help others? And I'm not perfect, dog. And I don't condemn any person who's like been through things and don't know really what they want to do yet or what they want to give to the world. But I do. I know what I want to leave this world with. And I know that I want to be somebody who helped push music and art and, you know, content to the masses in a completely raw way of just letting it all hang out. I don't give a fuck no more. Like, I just want to like be the guinea pig for the science of the internet and just show y'all that like Like, bro, today the game DM me. Like, what are we talking about? Like, and that's not even on some flex shit, but that's just literally some random internet shit that I woke up to. And that's just how the internet works, man. Like, when I woke up to these 2 million streams on Spotify, it was just the internet. Like, it's just the internet. And I think that's just the biggest place is to get to the point with your dream where you just keep attracting success so much because that's all you think about. That's all you work towards. That's all that you believe in. And you just put your head down and then you just see where you end up. You know, you got to be strategic. You got to try things. You got to be able to test things. You got to get uncomfortable. You know, a lot of people seen this like space shoot that I just did that was super ill. And that shit was not like uncomfortable where it wasn't like tight, but it was like something I'd never done before. You know what I mean? Suit's a little tight. Got to get the suit on. You know, walking in huge mountains of dirt. And it came out amazing. Like, and that's what happens is you put yourself out there and you just try things and you never know what happens. But you have a good attitude and you believe in yourself. And I know if I'm in a picture, it's probably going to be dope. And that's just how I feel. And I want everybody to feel that way. I want everybody to think that they're the illest motherfucker alive. And just keep going, you know, just keep going. Never stop, man, because when that shot clock on life goes off and God says it's a wrap and it's time to go home, that's it. Like, that's honestly it. So if you listen to what I'm saying, you vibing with what I'm saying, you get with what I'm saying, like, just hold it down, man. Stay solid. Trust yourself and make your dreams happen for real. Peace. Yeah.
Yeah. I mix Versace with that vet mind and that ghost. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. Yeah. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. Yeah. Niggas taking shots when the gun is off the holster. You still wear that Hollister and that Air Hardy. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Yeah, grandpa died, I went to Golden Dragon and spent the band, yeah, I had to kill my sadness. Henny to the face, looking for the madness. Yeah, baby, you the baddest, the cure to my sadness. Smoking off my issues, got the plug Balenciaga. Working out at Nordstrom, had the plug for my partners. Wang, Wang, got a ring from Alexander Wang. I ain't throw it on the ring, I spend it on the chain. Whoa, Raph Simmons, Raph Simmons, Raph Simmons. Don't touch my Dior, it be swagging on the floor. Yeah, what you wanna say, what you wanna say? Pop a pill every day. She feel my pain. Yeah. I mix Versace with that vet mind and that ghost. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost. Yeah. Niggas taking shots when the gun is off the holster. You still wear that Hollister and that Air Hardy. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Nah.
Don't have no other problems with me. Don't have no other problems with me. Don't have no other problems with me. Yeah. I see your hand, man. Don't have no other problems with me. I see your swag, swag. Don't have no other problems with me. I see that swag, swag. I don't want no other problems with me. I don't want no other problems with it. I don't want no other problems with it. Nah, 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 yeah. We going shopping, yeah. We going shopping, nah, nah, nah. I don't get no other problems with it. Don't want no other problems with it. Don't want no other problems with it.
I mix Versace with the vet mind and the ghost shit. Niggas taking shots while the gun is off the holster. You still wear that Hollister and that Air Hardy. Now I got a Bobby going off in Bonnie's. The price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stops. Said that price on that vet mind make her take a Vicodin. Gucci, Gucci, Guac, the swagging never stop, nah.
Thank you.
Yo, what's up? It's Dior. Thank you for listening to Self-Worthy by Dior Worthy. Just my personal thoughts, and you took a step in it. Do me a favor, share this with a couple friends. Tell them about this real story. Maybe they'll open up and tell you some stories. Click that subscribe, show love, blub kiss forever, Time Will Tell, or some album I'm working on in a period of this you'll hear soon. Love you. See you later. Peace.